So, define your dream. How do you get what you want? You must define your dream, have a burning desire for its achievement, and 100% belief you'll get it. And here's the kicker. Some of you right now want a black Mercedes, but you can't bring yourself to believe you'll get a black Mercedes. You'll never get a black Mercedes. Stop thinking about a black Mercedes. See, nobody else in any books tell you this secret here. And this is the secret. You need to define what you want, but it has to be something you can believe in. So, if you were to write a list of all the things you want, you may want a lot of things today, but you may only believe right now that you can only get a few of them. So, for example, let's say I were to ask you to write a list of all the things you want, if money wasn't an object and you knew you couldn't fail. As a matter of fact, we're going to do this exercise. And if you're listening to the CD, listen to the instructions, and then I'm going to ask you to shut the CD off and do this. And for those here in the room, we'll do this exercise. So grab a piece of paper. You're going to write down, I'm just going to give you a few minutes. We'll just do this in 10 minutes. I want you to write down, just off the top of your head, just as an example, write down anything and everything you want. If money wasn't an object, you know, you hit the lottery 10 times. If money wasn't an object, or if you knew you couldn't fail, what would you want? Some of you put in a new refrigerator, eat at a certain restaurant, go to Hawaii, get a private jet, get a black Mercedes, get a new wardrobe, quit my job, start my own business, open up a restaurant, whatever. You know, lose 20 pounds. Make a list of everything and anything you want, material or non-material. You know, learn a foreign language, learn to play the piano, be a great singer, whatever. Learn how to paint. Make a list of everything that you want. If money wasn't an object, you hit the lottery 5 times, or if you knew you couldn't fail. Just doesn't have to be everything. You're just doing a little exercise here. So just write down whatever comes to mind. We'll do this for about 10 minutes. If you're listening to the CD, shut the CD off now, and then we'll come back when you're finished. Okay, we're back. Okay, now you have your list. So I want you to scan that list, and for those listening here in the CDs, do the same thing. I want you to scan this list, and each one of them, just quickly next to it, on a scale of 1 to 10, write down what your belief is that you can get this, let's say within the next 6 months. Within the next 6 months. 10 being absolutely, 1 being no chance. Your level of belief. Okay? So if you're listening to the CD, shut the CD off and then come back when you're finished. Okay, great. So we have that list. Now, by a show of hands here in the room, how many people have some on the list that are a one? Everybody, okay? How many have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that are one? Okay, everybody, okay? Does anybody here have something that's a 10? Yeah, everybody. Okay, so you all have something that's a 10. Here's the point. When you are starting this process, you can't focus on the things on your list that are a one because you have no belief you'll achieve them. And this is why people who read the book The Secret, people who read Think and Grow Rich, people who go to various Law of Attraction seminars, miss the whole point. You go to goal setting seminars, success seminars, and they talk about dream big. Get your dream bigger. You need the magic of thinking big. And that's a great book, by the way, The Magic of Thinking Big. But people are teaching you to get this outrageous big dream and focus on it. And they give you all these techniques to focus on this big dream. And you go through 10 years of your life and it never comes in. And you're frustrated because you don't believe you're going to get it and it's never going to come in because you're vibrating, you're transmitting an intention of getting it and a counter intention of you don't believe it. Therefore, it's never going to come in. So the method that we were taught in the societies was very simple. This is not a race. Everybody's different. Everybody's different. Some people are going to believe that they can become a billionaire, you know, the day after college or you know, halfway into college or when they're 12. And another person may never believe it for a lot of reasons. I'm not going to get into all the reasons. I'm just giving you the facts here. So what you need to do is you need to start with dreams or goals or desires or objectives that you can believe in. Now, let me tell you what the sweet spot is. If you look at that list, which ones should you focus on? Well, you should focus on the tens. However, there is a sweet spot. And let me explain what the sweet spot is. The desire that you want, the goal that you want, the objective that you want, the dream that you want, the thing that you want that will come to you the fastest is a dream or a goal or an objective or a desire that's in the sweet spot. And what is the sweet spot? The sweet spot is something you want which you really, really want, which has high, high, high excitement, desire, gets the juices flowing, gets you excited when you think about getting it, gets you really motivated, lights your fire, and at the same time, you absolutely believe you can get it. Now, the sweet spot has to be in both. So let's walk on both sides here and let me show you the differences. Let's say you had in your list, I want to go to this fancy French restaurant.